Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about finding balance. You know, right now, we are all experiencing a lot of uncertainty. Some of us have some stress. Others have anxiety and even depression. And I think that one of the things we can do better is reach out to those we love. It's interesting to see the surge in things like separations, divorce, child abuse, neglect, and so many other things that do happen in society, but normally not at this level. And I think that a lot of us are experiencing problems and situations, and we don't know really what to do. And I think a lot of us have gotten good at pretending that we are okay. And in reality, we're not. So my thought is that we could do better by just saying that we need help. The beauty of life is that you're not alone, you know, and what you're experiencing, other people around you are experiencing as well. And, you know, balance is something that we all try to obtain, but we're not always able to find it. And sometimes if we slow down and take it moment by moment, it helps us not be overwhelmed. And, you know, sometimes we make wrong decisions. And it's okay to say that you've made a wrong decision and to change your mind. You know, the key is to regroup and to get what you need to be healthy, both physically and mentally. And, you know, it's nothing. There's no embarrassment in doing what is the best thing for you. You know, someone mentioned to me today how the divorce rate has been. And I know personally, I had seen where there were, I think it was four people they talked about in one article where families literally had split up beyond, from the one household because of disagreements, political affiliation, and personal viewpoints. And you know, if you've been with somebody for 20, 25 years, you can't let something like one political situation change the trajectory of your whole life. You know, I think it's okay to be upset. It's okay to have your feelings and to share them openly with your spouse, with your children, whoever you normally would talk with that are part of your circle of love. And if you guys cannot agree, then you can decide to agree and still be civil. We cannot allow the things that are going on in the world to break up families, to make us lose our self-control, to cause us to split from someone that we've loved our whole life, or to make us dislike our neighbor. You know, social media sometimes makes people feel like they have to pick a side and stay on that side and they can never change your mind. And that's just not true. You know, the beauty of life is that we live, we learn, we grow, we expand our knowledge base, and we become more of who we desire to be. So, you know, one day you may like the color purple, and the next day you may not like the color purple at all. And that's all right. You know, you and your spouse or significant other can both have, you know, different interests, and that's all right too. But don't make choices today that will negatively affect you the rest of your life. You know, maybe you need some space. That's fine and that's good, you know, but talk to your mate. Don't just walk away. You know, don't throw down the drain, you know, something that's good for you, something that's positive for you. And, you know, most people you talk to that you have a relationship with are, they're reasonable people, you know, so you just have to sit down and make it a neutral place, you know, and have the conversations and realize that, you know, nothing that's going on between you is so unique that no one else is experiencing it. And if right now it's not a good time for you to be together and later on you want to get back together, that's fine too, because nobody lives your life but you, you know, and don't let anyone dictate to you what you do with your life and who you spend your time with or who you love, because that is for you to do. There's no embarrassment. You know, people have disagreements and they have negative energy and they separate, you know, and often you find people get back together. But no matter what you do, if you have young children, you need to have a united front so that those children continue to feel loved and protected. And it gets to be, you know, more complicated if there are other things involved, like abuse or neglect or drugs or alcohol. That's totally different. But what I want to say to you more than anything else is to seek counseling if you need it. Do it, you know, without telling anybody if you must. But, you know, I'm a real proponent of getting what you need. And I also believe in living your truth. And so you have the right to be happy. You have the right to love who you love, and you have the right to believe what you want to believe, as long as you are not negatively affecting other people. Try to find a balance so that you can live a quality life. If you're having trouble finding that balance, then get help. If you are embarrassed, talk to someone you love that you know you can trust. You know, if you see somebody that's having trouble, offer your assistance and realize, you know, I have hit middle age. The majority of my friends have hit middle age or older. And so as we get older, we have different needs. And it's a blessing to be alive, no matter what age you are, whether you're 12, 15, 21, 54, 98, 105, wherever you are in life is a blessing. And I believe that God wants you to enjoy your life in peace, in harmony, and with a good heart. So think about that. More than you think about social media and what's being shown there. Think about that more than you think about the fact that, you know, you disagree with somebody and you want to go the other direction. Because life is hard enough, you know, when you are making it fine. But it's twice as hard when you are not making it fine and you're missing someone that you love, you know. And the thing about love is that love isn't always the same every day. You know, you can be with someone and you can be with them for 20 years and tomorrow you find out something different. It doesn't mean that you don't love them anymore. It just means that you have some things to talk about. So don't throw your hands up and walk away. You know, don't let what's going on in the world change your life negatively. If you're doing all right, that's fantastic. Check on your siblings, check on your parents, check on your cousins, check on your loved ones, and check on your neighbors, because somebody else may not be doing as well as you think they are. I am going to wish you a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a restful evening. You know, do what's best for you and be happy. Goodbye.